Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Taxapalooza 2019 culminated with Governor Inslee signing the budget for majority Democrats in the state legislature. Senate Republican leader Mark Schessler says it's mind-boggling.
It simply doesn't make sense that we need new and higher taxes to increase the rate of growth in spending in virtually every area.
Schessler adds it wasn't hard to find things not to like about the budget.
Take a little bit of time, you get into the back of it, and you find the budget bloopers, the things that you really wonder, why does anybody in government spend money on?
Majority Democrats ended up hiking taxes by hundreds of millions of dollars to fuel a 17% increase in spending.
Besides just the opposition to additional taxes, we have to understand that this level of growth is not sustainable.
John Braun is the budget lead for Senate Republicans.
Eventually, we're going to get a downturn in the economy, and we're going to be faced with cutting services that we've added. So I think this is absolutely the wrong direction.
The strong economy provided $5 billion more to spend compared to the previous budget without raising taxes. But that wasn't enough for majority Democrats and Governor Inslee. Republican Senators Sherrod Brown, Doug Erickson, and Maureen Walsh can't understand it.
We have extraordinary revenue. There's absolutely no reason why we need to look at alternative sources of revenue right now.
I'm amazed they keep coming back with more and more taxes on the oil industry, on refineries, on industry.
We're all sort of shaking our heads wondering why the Democrats are taking the approach that additional taxes are needed.
Schessler says they could have decided to help low-income taxpayers with things like
sales tax cut for a system that our friends across the aisle say is regressive, decent property tax cut for seniors or others, car tabs. Car tabs also hit low-income people disproportionately.
Republican Senate Caucus Chair Randy Becker sums it up like this.
The taxpayers of the state of Washington have done their darndest to support all of the programs and the things for people that are in need, but now some of those taxpayers are in need.
Find us online at wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.